warm welcome to the AIS Training Hall for tonight's matchup between the AIS and the Logan Thunder. Craig Gravel and Mark Aston with you to call all the action. And Mark, a very interesting game. Logan still with finals aspirations aplenty, and the AIS wanting to finish off their year with their final home game of the season with a good win and bounce back after that flogging that was handed out by Bulleen.
Yeah, no surprise at last week's result, Craig. And, the Logan Thunder coming here tonight. Maybe some good omens for them earlier this afternoon, as Canberra certainly copped its own little dose of thunder and lightning. It was a little bit wild outside here in the National Capital, as Craig Gravel is going to catch up with the AIS.
Well, Coach Phil Brown, last home game of the year, and obviously the girls want to finish it off with a bang.
Yeah, look, we've been playing really well. We're really happy the way we've come out to start the new year, both on the practice floor and obviously in the Sydney and Perth game. And the kids are great, and we're energised, and we match up pretty well with Logan. So hopefully we can do well tonight.
I guess it's a run and gun game for you. Use that youth and vitality.
Yeah, look, I think we've got to do the job defensively to get the ball, so we can definitely run them. And they're big bodies, and Kayla Francis, Emma Randall, Tippett, Holly Smith, they've got some bigger bodies than we have, so we want to get up and down the floor and get after them and use our length and our mobility.
Well, we wish you all the best tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much to Phil Brown.
Yes, Craig there, talking with Phil Brown, and will be an interesting matchup indeed, because Logan, they were desperately want to win this one. Their situation last week, they lost to Townsville in a match that they would have been expecting to win.
Not too bad. Craig Gravel from Sport.
And, it's put their position in the finals under a bit more jeopardy, whereas if they'd won last week, it would have been a lot easier for them. The Logan Thunder coming in here with a 10-8 record. But there are five teams in contention for the final three positions.
You're about to start,
so we're about to have the teams introduced as the ground announcer will announce the teams for the game. And we'll start, of course, with the visiting side, the Logan Thunder. I was just messing up the paperwork here for someone else. As Logan Thunder side, Kayla Francis, Renee Camino, Holly Smith, Odette Andrew, Emma Randall, Kate McMeekin Rusko, the Kiwi international, Gretel Tippett, who was spent the early part of the season here with the Institute of Sport, now playing in the number 20 for the Logan Thunder. Sarah Graham, who was Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago, Sarah Parsons, and of course Kristen Veal will be running the show. This is an important game for them. They desperately need it if they're going to make a name for themselves. Rebecca Cole, Tess Levy, Michaela Donnelly, Olivia Thompson, Casey Samuels, Taylor Roberts, Sarah Blickhouse, Rebecca Allen, and Madeline Carrick, who are the lineup tonight for the Institute of Sport. It's had a lot of different lineups this season. And, at least they've got nine players to start the game tonight. Last weekend they only had eight. We're about 5.5 minutes away from the start of the game here at the AIS Training Hall, as we will tune in and listen to the national anthem.
Thank you.
So just over 4 minutes away from the start of the game as the two teams will go back to finishing and completing their warm-ups. Craig is going to try and catch up with the coach of the Logan Thunder, who come in tonight really needing a win because lose this one and it's going to be a very, very tough end of the season for them because they play the Capitals tomorrow night and then again next week as Craig's trying to catch up with Olaf Langer, who's the coach.
Well, Coach Lang, an important road trip for your team this weekend. Two games in Canberra, and neither of them are going to be particularly easy.
Oh, that's right. The Institute is playing much better than maybe in the year of 2010. It's going to be a tough game today and then a very tough game tomorrow at, against the Capitals.
How have your girls been, in your opinion, running up towards the finals? You got fitness there and everything you need?
Well, from a fitness standpoint, I think we're okay. We're just not playing our best basketball right now. The month of January has been very disappointing in, as far as results are concerned. And we're just trying to play well here today and take a day and a game and a play at a time.
The two teams do match up fairly well. What are you looking for from your team tonight up against the AIS?
Well, the AIS is a very long team. They're big. They have probably a little more size in the perimeter than we do, so we want to make sure it's a quick contest. The game is played a little bit more on the open floor. And then we're fairly good executing as well in terms of our sets, so we're trying to exploit a little bit of that.
Well, wish you all the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Coach Lang for his time.
Yes, Olaf Langer, whose wife is playing on the other side of the country now with the West Coast Wave, we should say. AIS with a couple of good wins before the loss last weekend to the Bulleen Boomers, which was no surprise in that game last week. These two teams have met eight times in this league. Logan have won every one of them, so the AIS will create a little bit of history if they can pull off a win tonight here at the AIS training hall over the Logan Thunder. But the experience, and I think they have enough size, and they certainly have the experience and some very, very talented players out there, the Logan Thunder. This game, of course, will be replayed on ABC tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock.
Yep, and of course...
Get us in the warm-up for the match tomorrow night.
Yep, and of course, it's always available online at sportradio.com.au. Our 249th regular season broadcast tonight, Mel, with the 250th coming up tomorrow night at the AIS Arena. So it's going to be a big broadcast tomorrow night, and we hope you can all join us for that. But the matchups tonight, well, I thought maybe Coach Lang might try something and put Gretel Tippett out as a starter because she certainly knows how this AIS team plays, having left the program earlier in the season to join up with the Logan Thunder. And, of course, well, just so many experienced heads to turn to there. Francis Camino, Smiths, plural, Bianca Abbott. You've got Emma Randall, who's had a number of years with Sydney. And also Sarah Graham, who's been a very, very competent guard for them, a young guard last year, who's grown into that role. And, of course, Kristen Veal, who, you know, just one of the best guards from this country. And it is a wealth of talent. They are sitting in, what, fourth place at the moment. And they have an important role here because they need to get those wins to secure that fourth place in the WNBL Championship, Mark.
Yeah, it's coming. The last couple of weeks are going to be very, very interesting. Logan have got a real tough run-in because playing the Capitals tomorrow and then again next week is going to make it very, very tough for them to hold out some of the teams that are just below them on the ladder in the battle for the fourth and fifth spots, because right now the one and two spots are, of course, over and done with. Three's almost decided. So they need to somehow secure fourth and fifth. They get their chance tonight against the Institute of Sport.
Francis.
Kayla Francis knows this court as well.
Yep, and she's in the centre at the moment with Rebecca Allen.
Ball tipped and Logan Thunder get first use of it. Graham left wing for Camino will give it back to Kristen Veal and she'll start it from the top and take it around to the right wing. Looking for Emma Randall, low post, but off the foot of the defender down there who is Rebecca Cole, who was defending her. Out of bounds. Thunder ball from the right wing. Camino inbounds, finds Randall. Randall off to Graham, coming around the screen from right out top for three, a little bit left to the left. Ball tipped around. Cole ends up with it for the Institute, and the defensive stop for the Institute will get them off to a good start as they bring it down to Garrick on the right wing. Back to Blickow's left wing for Allen. A bit of bumping in the paint as they're cutting through into Roberts' low post. Backs back out on the left wing. Passes back to Cole. 4 seconds on the shot clock. And an outside shot from three-point land from Rebecca Cole gets the Institute off to a good start.
Important for the Institute to bounce back from their bullying upset last week. They really need to make the most of their scoring opportunities. So far they have, as Logan push it around the arc.
Kayla Francis driving underneath the basket. Taylor Roberts fouls her. As obviously they're going to go inside to Francis early and try them out. First foul of the night is on Taylor Roberts. And the Institute won't want her in foul trouble tonight.
No, that is true. She can ill afford to get into any sort of trouble as one of their key bigs. And naturally enough, their last home game of the season, whilst they've got their plans for what each of these girls have to do, they always like to finish the season off on a high at home. So it will be critical that they have a win. Kristen Veal doing a good job underneath the basket there as the ball was in dispute and Veal just pushing it into Blickav so that Logan get it back. She's a very smart player, Kristen Veal, as she gets it to Randall. Randall kicks it off to Francis. Francis puts up a three, but Allen does the rebounding.
As Cole brings it back down in, on the right side. Blickav's in the right corner. Into Roberts' high post. Pan back off to Blickav and bounces it in off the glass. 5-1.
You take them if you're Coach Brown, who's looking very pensive on the bench at the moment.
Didn't look good from outside. It looked like it was going to miss. Veal brings it back down. Francis on the right, straight inside. She goes to Camino. Camino takes it in against Garrick and failed in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line.
Garrick was just very, very careless there. It was important that she just made sure her cylinder was strong. She didn't. She lent her body, and Camino is smart enough. She's a championship player with the Adelaide Lightning, Renee Camino. She is smart enough to be able to draw the foul out of a young player like that.
Makes the first free throw. There are 2 points so far coming at the line. Camino misses off to the right. Francis keeps the ball alive. Camino to Randall for the baseline jumper in their first basket of the night. Gets it back to a one-point game.
As Coach Lang said, this Logan team haven't been playing good basketball as Carrie Graff and Chris Lucas head into the training hall now to watch their opponents for tomorrow night. It's interesting to see if they can lift. As Blickhouse puts up another three. No, foot on the line. I think so. It'll be called as a two. It's 7 points to four mark and the AIS are here to play.
Certainly are, and hitting them from outside. She's feeling confident. Graham with it back in the front court. Puts it on the floor. Driving in at the basket. Lost a handle on it. Just keeps it alive on the baseline. Flicks it back to Veal. Left side, Francis to Camino. He uses a screen. Puts up the shot from outside. Won't go. It was almost an air ball. Might have just flicked the edge of the ring. And Cole drives straight back down. Center court. Lays it in. Basket. Boy, this has been a good start offensively from the Institute. Well, for the Logan Thunder, Olaf Lange, he wants to talk about it.
Yep, and you can understand why the AIS have really looked settled in these first 2.5 minutes of this game, and whereas the Logan Thunder have looked rushed, they've put up a few shots there, and shots that have been fading right from the field. Not what you'd expect. His team, 1 from 4 attempts. They're shooting at 25%. The AIS, 3 from 3, and that includes 1 from outside the arc, and the other 2 were just inside.
Yeah, they were outside shots, and nothing too easy for it. 9-4. Unbelievable. Great start offensively, and just hope the Institute can keep it going and get back to the form that we saw in those two victories that they had before they lost to Bulleen last weekend. So Sydney and the West Coast Waves were big wins.
They were indeed, and they played a good, strong brand of basketball those nights. They played very confident, and also they played for upwards of 30 minutes each game. And that has always been a problem of AIS teams over the years. They might just get 30 minutes of good basketball out, but their opponents can play 40 minutes or can play 36, 38 minutes of good basketball, which gets them ahead and gets them the victories. So Garrick returning to the floor with Cole Allen. Also out there is Robertson Blicker. So no change from this AIS starting lineup. Whereas the Logan Thunder, well, they haven't made any changes either, but they've burnt a timeout in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
Not the way they wanted to start, as Beal then dribbles it down the court. Setting up on the left, finds Sarah Graham. In the corners, Camino coming around a screen. Back to Francis. Francis to Camino. Camino cross court to Graham on the right. Looking inside for Randall. Turn around and banks one in off the glass. She'll go to the line for the three-point play as Rebecca Allen was just a little bit too slow getting there, and the reach in on the shot.
Yeah, she didn't need to reach in there. Randall had beaten her cold, and she just in frustration went to go trying to block over the back, and that was flaunt with danger. And as it turns out, Randall now goes for a three-point play, and she gets it back to a two-point ball game here at the training hall. It's 9-7 with 7:10 left to go in the first term.
Roberts on the right wing into Allen. At the left elbow, turn around, first shot missed. Blickhaves inside, fighting for the rebound, has been fouled.
Camino,
and
yeah.
Camino, is it?
Yeah. I thought it was a very soft one myself, but I thought it was just an arm bar, but he obviously...
Just a bit of fighting for position.
Yeah, Ref Kosier said no, the arm bar had force in it, so it is a ball from the baseline as it wasn't a shooting foul.
Blickhaves, hands off to Cole. Cole from outside, a little bit short. And Francis with a defensive rebound. A long outlet to Camino. Camino driving down. Let her go. You weren't going to stop her, so
yep.
The game is tied up at 9.
Important here that the AIS, now it's tied up, still keep with their game plan. I thought that time down the floor, they went with the first option rather than working the ball around and making a better option. And this time they've passed it in. Randall's got a hand in the passing lane. Camino and Veal will bring it down the floor. And Veal, pull-up jumper, banks it in off the left lane.
That was nice. Just nice, good experience from Veely, and guess what?
Yep.
Phil Brown's not happy.
No. 6:24 left to go in the first term, and Coach Brown is looking quite concerned about what the team is doing at the moment, because after that timeout, they've just gone to water here, and they completely lost the plot, whereas before they were looking confident, they were working inside out, breaking up the defence of the Logan Thunder, and getting good, solid looks. Now they're coming down the floor and they're just taking the first look, which would be frustrating him, because when you've got time on the shot clock, you try to make a better move, not just make the first move that comes to mind. He would be frustrated with that. And for Coach Lang, well, he'd be saying, I'm much happier with that last couple of minutes, because they've played more disciplined ball and they've worked through that AIS defence to get good, solid looks. It brought the game back now to a 57 shooting percentage and a two-point lead here with 6:24 left to go in the first term. This is Sport Radio's broadcast of the AIS. Final AIS home game of the season, and the AIS off on the road with a doomsday double to finish the season, going off to Perth and Adelaide in their final games of 2010-2011 season. Turning to the floor, we've got Kirby Andrews on the floor now it's Odette Andrews, is it, in the 12?
It is. The AIS have it in the front court. They move it into the left court. Cole into Roberts. Roberts back out for Donnelly, who's come in. Blickhouse is certainly feeling it. Sticks up a shot from outside. It won't go for her. And I think she might be sitting down in a second. Graham comes down back for the Logan Thunder. Sets up on the right, back to Francis. Francis into
Randall.
Randall.
She kicked it out to Graham, who tried to put down a three-point attempt. AIS get the rebound as Thompson kicks it quickly to Cole, who finishes off with Blickers cutting baseline, and the basket's made. 5:34 left, and it's all tied up. 11 points apiece at the training hall.
Graham looking for Camino coming around the screen. Goes left back to Francis, who just dumps it down to Odette Andrews. And in it goes. Easy reply for Nice work play from the Logan Thunder as the Institute have it back there. Olivia Thompson turns around at the elbow. Randall's handle in there knocks her arm, and that is probably, I would have thought, a shooting foul.
Randall's first.
No, they're not going to call it. It'll be from the side.
Yep, she sits down along with Francis as Tippett comes out to face some of her old teammates now, with Holly Smith also taking out her first minutes on the floor.
I wonder what you say to an old a teammate from earlier in the season that's left them.
Yeah.
As Sheedy has it into Cole in the corner, in the right corner. Back for Thompson, hands back to Cole from outside. Oh. Left a little bit short, and Tippett with a defensive rebound. Gets it to Graham into the front court.
If it was the starter that took her place, I'd be going, how's that pine time going for you?
Camino drives inside, back into the corner. Andrew, back out to Graham. Drives through the lane, lays it in. She just got away from the defense, and they let her go.
And you return with the old line. Well, how many finals are you playing this year?
Donnelly to Roberts. Roberts looking for Sheedy on the left wing. Off to Cole, coming around a screen on the right. Looking for Roberts in front of her. Gets it to her. Smith defending her. Turn around from Roberts. Won't go. A lot of outside shooting from the Institute tonight as Camino brings it back into the front court. Right side to Graham. Puts it on the floor. Drives inside. Gets back to Camino. Camino from outside can't get it to go, but Holly Smith with the offensive board will set it up again. Andrew on the left wing. Into Tippett. Tippett going against Roberts. They know each other well, and a foul will be called.
Yep. Shooting to foul as well, so
it's on Roberts, and that's her second.
She's going to sit straight down as Rebecca Allen comes back out. Cole sits down for Garrick, and they're just going to shuffle things around because Cole, Garrick will go to one, and Michaela Donnelly will probably go to the two spot now.
No, I think Garrick would probably take the two. Tippett at the line makes the second.
Yep, you're right. She does.
Yeah, Donnelly brings it down. From the centre of the court, gives it to Allen. Turns around, defending her as Smith. Back to Garrick, who
nothing
came out.
Nothing happening inside.
No, it's static.
Yep, 8 seconds left on the
down
shot clock.
Allen.
Allen loses the dribble. Oh, she tries to manufacture something, but Tippett, that's the athleticism that the AIS has missed in this latter part of the season. Gretel Tippett pulls down another board. That's her second, and she's only been on the floor for about 2 minutes now, Mark.
Indeed it is. As the Thunder have it knocked out of bounds. I still have it from the right wing. Camino inbounds it to Tippett. Uses the screen to give it back to Camino. Camino off to the right wing.
Camino gets room for a three and bombs it. The Logan Thunder really kicking away. The AIS are playing him into form almost. Mark, I think I'm calling Aussie Rules again. Mal Prentice, of course, joins us on Sport Radio every AFL season. But, Mark...
You're a little bit early in the season, in the year.
Well, we've got a game, ACT versus GWS, on Sport Radio very soon. As Allen does well, gets a hand in on Camino, and the AIS, through Garrick, will control the ball. They'll have another 24-second shot clock now as it goes to Donnelly. Donnelly getting harassed. Yeah, McKeegan Roscoe working hard on her. Goes back to Sheedy now. Alex Sheedy brings it around the arc. They're running out of time. 8 seconds. Sheedy tries to cut baseline. I thought Camino got a hand on it there, but it was called off Sheedy. And Tippett will inbound it once again as Veal checks back in for Camino. AIS shooting percentage now plummeting down to 42%.
Yeah, it was never going to stay at 100.
But 58 for Logan is where this game's turning around. They're making their shots as Andrews and Tippett working together. Hands off to Veal.
Donnelly defending her on the left wing. Pass inside towards Smith, and Thompson steps and steals it. She'll dribble away to the other end. Veal gets in front of her.
Oh.
Bumps away from her, and Thompson pull up, hits the jumper.
Yep.
No foul called. Almost a steal off the inbound as Smith inbounds it to Veal. And it's 19-13 for the Thunder. Veal to the right for Andrew. For McMeekin, Roscoe airballs it.
New Zealand.
Sheedy will bring it back.
Hasn't found a range just yet.
Sheedy
bombs it.
And hits it.
That was a long range. I think that was a long range too. Yep, it was. 19-15 with a minute 45. And And Coach Brown said it was going to be a run and gun. That's exactly what we've got now, is Tippett. Great work through the traffic there. Got past Thompson and made the basket. Coach Brown jumped up immediately and said, you should know that.
They should. They 21, know what you can do.
21 plays 15, Mallers. It's getting rough in there, but the AS just can't get any presence in the key. Thompson bombs up one from the top of the key. Rebounded by Allen. Now it goes through Thompson and Cole. Thompson and Allen, and Allen bombs the long-range baseline jumper. But they've got no inside game, and this is what's going to cost them any sort of chance of having a win tonight. Mark?
It's kind of weird. They're not trying to go inside.
No.
So, well, Robertson's sitting down, but beyond that, they're just plugging it down
from
outside.
They've got Allen and Thompson, who's got plenty of height there. Might not have the body strength yet, but they've got the height. Feel for three.
Too long. Airball. Yep. And that's the shot clock violation as well.
21 plays 17 with 43.8 seconds left to go in the quarter. It'll be an AS ball from the baseline. And as who comes in? Graham checks in for Andrew.
Francis, I think, is back in as well. So Donnelly then brings it down into the front court for the Institute, just down by four. 21-17 with 34 seconds to all quarter time. Sheedy left wing.
Oh,
they're fighting through positions there. Tippett and Allen going at it.
Allen gets
Thompson
space.
Garrick, and the outside jumper won't go for her. Francis, Tippett's defensive rebound.
Tippett's boxing out there was fantastic. And the Logan Thunder are going to... Phil misses a jump shot. Don't see that too often.
Left it short, got her own rebound and missed the second shot. I think she's too happy.
7 seconds Garrett. Left in the quarter as Donnelly puts up a baseline jumper. It's off the rim. Thompson, shot was in the air, but it was just offline. And at
would
quarter
have count,
time.
Would have counted if it had. Yep. It was great work. A couple of offensive boards there to try and stick back. But, we've had a pretty exciting. It is a bit of run and gun here in the first quarter. As the Logan Thunder lead by 4, 21-17 over the AIS here at the AIS Training Hall. Leading scorer for the AIS right now is Sarah Blickhaves with 6. Rebecca Cole had 5 early. And a couple of the others, Olivia Thompson. This is Casey Samuels. I didn't see, not sure if I saw her out there. Apparently with 2, and Rebecca Allen also with 2. While the Logan Thunder have had lots of scorers early on in the game. Renee Camino's got 7. She's their leading scorer. Emma Randall with 5. 3 for Gretel Tippett, who came in late. And a lot of other players with 2 right now. But they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players that have scored in the first quarter, which is a good sign for your offense. And out of 21 points, to have 7 scorers is a good start. So 21-17 right now, the Thunder leading the Institute here at the AIS Arena in this first match for the weekend. As the AIS look to finish off their season here at home in a good way. So 21-17, we're still about a half minute away from starting the second quarter. Phil Brown giving the girls their last instructions. Olaf Lunger's said enough to his girls. They're starting to head back out. Kristen Veal, Gretel Tippett, Kayla Francis, Sarah Graham, and McMeek and Roscoe will be the 5 that will come back out to start the second quarter for the Logan Thunder.
Coach Lang very composed. Just wanted to talk through that they haven't been doing a good job of containing the AIS tonight so far, but he said he wants them to take the good look. If it's the first look is a good look, he wants them to take their shot when it's there. Coach Brown certainly wants them to work harder on their tools, work in the paint a bit more. He was particularly talking to Rebecca Allen. You might have to come in double team and just try and help things out as we get started here in the second term.
Institute, first use of it as Allen inbounds it, and they'll start from the left wing. Donnelly across to Garrick at the top. Thompson, high post. At the elbow, hands off to Sheedy. Sheedy back to Thompson. Thompson in the paint, a little bit of a hook shot. Won't go, but kept alive by Allen. Back to Thompson. Sticks it back up. Won't go, and Allen with the rebound. Tippett reaches in there, grabs it, and they say jump ball. Logan Thunder have it.
Kristen Veal. Veal to bring it back. 21-17 as we're in the first minute, so no score in this quarter so far.
Gretel Tippett hasn't been long enough up there to get a name on the back of her jersey. Francis, low post, with the ball knocked away by Allen, out of bounds. Francis appealing for... just looking at the referee saying, wasn't there a foul there? No, says the referee, but you still have the ball from the left wing. Sarah Graham will come across with the inbound. Finds Beale. Beale right side to McMeekin. Rasko is all alone for just a two, but she hits the outside jumper and extends the lead to 24-17. As Donnelly has it back in the front court, down the left, gets away from McMeekin Rasko, but pass back out to Garrick, slows it up. Back for Donnelly, right wing. At the right elbow, Rebecca Allen turns around, going to take on Tippett. Back off to Thompson, and Thompson with a nice little layup.
AIS,
great work.
Starting to get some inside game here now, and that is making them look a lot better side.
It'll make them a lot tougher to defend as well. Veal into Tippett, and a blocking foul on...
Alex Sheedy.
Sheedy was, in a way, she took quite a bump. So Taylor Roberts and Sarah Blickhouse come back in for Sheedy and Thompson for the Institute. McMeekin Rusko will sit down and Emma Randall come back in for Logan. It'll be Thunderball underneath their offensive basket. Veal to the inbound pass quickly to...
Emma Randall there.
Sarah
is...
Parsons, who's come in as well. I didn't see her sneak on. She drove along the baseline.
Well, as Sheedy, who gave her... they just put up Sheedy a foul, and then they've put a second foul on Rebecca Allen. So that is a concern, because Roberts and Allen, they're two tallest players now with two fouls apiece. I don't know if they'll take that foul off Sheedy. Can you have two fouls in the one set play?
No.
I didn't think you could.
Well, not from the same team anyway.
Okay. Well, Parsons makes two from two, and it's out to 25 plays 19. The scoreboard put up a three-pointer instead of a two for McKeegan Rosco. So that's why it's corrected itself now. And it's 25-19 as the AIS bomb it again. And the rebounding that time, Francis just tapped it down to Parsons. But the AIS have got a quick turnover.
They did. Rebecca Allen comes up with a steal as Graham couldn't handle the ball near halfway. Blickhouse then with it on the right wing. Uses a screen. Hits it to Allen. Well, not a pass, but it got to it. Roberts from just outside the free throw line. Puts up a shot that wasn't good.
Nah.
And the Thunder are back at the other end. Graham left side to passes. Back for Veal. Three-pointer from outside. She's got some fond memories of this place from a little while ago. And there's a banner hanging from the ceiling. But she's as very much the part to play as anyone. She was part of that great AO side.
Tomorrow night on Sport Radio's Halftime, we speak to another member of that side, in Sarah Bakovic, about her time in basketball over the last, 12 years since she won that championship. Also won a championship with the Sydney Panthers. We talk about that tomorrow, halftime, on our Sport Radio's coverage of Logan versus the Canberra Transact Capitals, the flood appeal game, as the AIS will go to the line and they miss an easy one as Blickhouse just... was being fouled, and she misses the first one from the line. Now, interesting story. She makes a second. They've got a machine that fires the ball back to them for... it's a mechanical unit when they're practicing.
Okay.
It's been broken down all this week. So they've had to do it manually with someone feeding them a ball. As Parsons working in
just
the paint.
Just like the good old days.
Yep. They had to get the new motor in that was blown up in it from America. As Veal, with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, puts up a shot, and rattles off the iron, and Francis gets another rebound. Francis now, her
she must
rebound
have a few.
Stats, yep, it's
Mino shot won't go.
It's only three.
Just three.
Yep.
It feels like more. As the Institute bring it back down, Rebecca Cole on down the right wing. Comes back to Garrick. Garrick off to Blickhouse, who's feeling it from outside, and it's a three.
That's a second three of the game, and she's already out now to 10 points for the game.
When you've got your bigs hitting them from outside, it makes you very tough. They go straight inside to Randall. Randall just gets away from Allen, who had to let her go. She's already got two fouls. She didn't want a third.
That's right.
And 30-23 in favour of the Thunder. Yes. Allen to Garrick on the left wing. looking for someone inside. Can't. In the corner, Rebecca Allen. Long, the baseline's a little too long, and Bealey has a stolen away by Rebecca Cole, who goes in and misses the layup. Francis quickly to Veal. Veal to Randall. Randall scores at the other end in just a couple of seconds.
Timeout.
Bealey was frustrated. She got stripped of the ball under the basket.
That's something that she normally does.
Yep. Rebecca Cole did some great work, and so but Veal immediately got a mind back in the job. The missed layup, quick passes. The ball was at the other end, and then the
Coach Brown
the ring.
Immediately addressing Taylor Roberts that time in the timeout. Just immediately went to her and wanted to talk to her about that last play where she wasn't taking position there to block the basket. So at 32-23, 6 minutes and 12 before the halftime break, it is, well, an interestingly poised game because the AIS have shown patches. They just haven't shown enough to think that they can get away with the win, whereas in the first 2-3 minutes we were sure that they were here to play. It's quite frustrating for Coach Brown and the assistant coaching staff, Flores and, of course, Sinclair. As, well, looking at the leading scorers on the floor. Leading scorer on the floor is actually Sarah Blickas with 10 points. 9 points for Emma Randall, the leading scorer from Logan, who's sitting on 2 fouls. Then it is, 6 points for Camino. And then 5 points for Kristen Veal. And Gretel Tippett with 3 points so far in this game. So certainly a big share of scoring. The only player who hasn't scored yet for the Logan Thunder is Holly Smith. And she's probably had, 2 minutes of game time so far?
She has, as the Institute. Quickly get into Roberts, who's double-teamed, and she'll dribble back out of there. Just keep it alive.
Oh, she's travelled.
Well, no, she's given a bit of a shove to Sarah Parsons, who took the dive.
That's number 3.
Guess who's sitting down?
Roberts sits down as Allen comes back in, so Allen's going to get a lot of minutes here because she's going to have to play the major big role here.
Might have been an acting award in that one. Francis then with the inbound ball. Gives it to Sarah Graham, who'll bring it into the front court. 32-23, 5:52 to go till halftime. As Graham brings it slowly down. Camino on the left. Back for Randall on the three-point line. Oh. It's just a 2, but it was a nice shot. And it goes.
Logan
extends the lead.
Still shooting over 50% now. As AIS, Garrick missed the handoff from Cole.
They keep it back for Allen. Allen looking for someone inside, and then only finds Parsons, who's away to the other end. She'll pull up, pass inside for Camino, and Camino lays it in.
Yeah, Coach Brown getting very frustrated. Allen just stopped and watched then, and he just pushed it back down the floor, saying, you gave it up, you get down there and defend it. Allen's got it back again. She needs to put a shot up over Randall.
Finds Thompson. Thompson not shy. She put up a shot, but it won't go. Kayla Francis, another rebound. Quickly off to Graham. Graham down the right wing. Ball comes back left. Camino, the pass in for Randall in the low post. Hook shot is good.
Francis now with 6 rebounds for the game.
And about 4 of those in the last 2 minutes.
Yep. 38 plays 23, 4 minutes and 40. And it's going to be a long 4 minutes 40 if the AIS are going to play some just bonehead ball. And I wasn't happy with that shot. It was Garrick. That shot was 50 up, 50 down, and went about the length of the key. AIS have to rebound here. They have. Thompson slaps it away and gives it to Cole, and Cole's got the wheels on. Graham tries to pull up in front of her. She can't do it, and Cole will bank it in. The AIS, well, they need to rally with more enterprising basketball like that.
Sarah Graham then back in the front court. Lead 11. As she dribbles away to the left, Francis cuts to the basket. Randall goes into Francis. From out front, too hard on it. Defensive rebound from Sarah Blickhouse, and she's fouled by Sarah Parsons straight away. Needless little reach in there.
Just looking at the New Zealanders in this side, you've got McKeegan Roscoe. I thought Parsons was a New Zealander as well.
Not sure. I'd have to check the records. We'd like to claim Camino and a few others for the New Zealand team.
Yeah.
Especially with the Commonwealth Games and the Olympic Games and that coming up next year.
And pushing the back that time, I think Cole will be called for the foul on Emma Randall. As the AIS with 14 fouls on them now. for this quarter.
Still doing a pretty good job at not getting too far into foul trouble, besides the obvious one with Taylor Roberts, as Meek and Ruska has it in the front court. Tippett. Okay. Stolen away by Cole. Dribble down. Tippett comes back and is going to make a run at the free throw line. Tippett didn't like the fact she'd had the ball stolen away.
No. But not a bad idea, because the IIS are only shooting at 50% from the free throw line, whereas, 67% for the Logan Thunder. So Cole, first one's in the air, and it's all net. So Rebecca Cole off to a good start here with her first free throw all net. The second one rattles in, and the IIS pull it back to a nine-point ball game, 38-29, with 3 minutes 30 left on the clock.
They do shoot 63% for the season right now. There's Tippett and Sheedy going at it. Tippett taking on Sheedy, going to back it down. Gets double-teamed. There's the flicker back out. Finds Randall on the left. Great block shot from Sarah Blickhams coming across the baseline on the help-out defense and knocks it out of bounds. McMeekin Rusko had it knocked out of bounds off her. But the Logan Thunder will still have the ball under their offensive basket. Into Camino with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Long rebound. Comes back out to Thompson, who'll dribble down the center of the court. Off to the right for Garrett. 14-foot jumper along the baseline's good for the AIS. And, well, we'll get a timeout called. And it is called
by Logan. Logan Thunder.
Sure, I thought he was pointing at the bench. Coach, 38-31.
Coach Lang wanted to have a chat, because the AIS rally here over the last few minutes has been quite strong. And considering they look like they were completely out of it at the first half of this quarter, you've got at the moment the score run for the AIS at around about, I need to go back further to get this scoring run now. Mark, it's, it's about 7 points, the scoring run here. So it's certainly going the AIS's way at the moment. And that's what we're talking about right throughout this season, is the way the team can use the pendulum swing of momentum to ensure that they're in the game and they are challenging for it. At the moment, the quarter, it's 17-14 in favour of Logan, after Logan won the first quarter, 21-17.
Yeah, they're showing some good defence, some really good steals, and they can keep playing like that and enjoy the battle against their old teammate, Gretel Tippett. That's been an interesting little battle, because I think Gretel wanted to make a statement coming back here, and she's having some fun against her teammates. So she will inbound it from the backcourt, give it to Veal. Just on 3 minutes to go here, and Veal will bring it down. Calling somebody across. McMeekin and Rusko cuts across the baseline. She finds Camino on the right. Into Francis, low post. Back out to Tippett. Tippett back into Francis, who stepped in a bit closer. Turnaround jumper won't go for it. Tip loose. Ball loose. Tippett will get to it first. Give it back to Francis on the baseline. On the right side, she'll go back out. Camino driving through the middle of the paint. Lays it in and fouled next to shooting. She'll go to the line.
Camino's first two steps are just electric, aren't they? She just has so much power and so much speed that she can get up to. She leaves the defenders for dead, and Garrick just reached in frustration, because Camino had literally got the ball and she was past her.
Good to see Camino showing this sort of form, because she'd be a handy addition back with the Aussie team with the Olympics coming up next year.
Yep, that's for sure.
Cole, as I said, will bring it down.
A championship player with the Adelaide Lightning a few years ago now.
Donnelly has it into Blickhams at the elbow.
Now, Blickhams has been scoreless this quarter, and the bucket will count.
You jinxed it, Dale. Well, it's not jinxing, is it? The other one.
No, it was certainly breaking the drought, as I think Coach Lang wasn't happy. He thought the foul happened well before the shot went up. Andrews is going to come out. It's a first foul on McKeegan Rusko, and it's the fourth team foul on the Logan Thunder.
So to the free throw line for Sarah Blickhams. Misses it, and Veely gets the defensive ball quickly down to Camino on the left. Back for Francis, who's going to put up a three. from the left, won't get it, tip it inside, tries to stick it back, won't go for it. She's fighting for it underneath there, but Cole comes up with it for the Institute, and she'll dribble back into the front court. Now, flying through the middle, finds Sheedy on the right, three-pointers long, and Veal defensive rebound for the Thunder. He goes around a screen and drives inside, flicks it back over her shoulder, trying a bit of the Magic Johnson passes that she can. She's fouled. And in the penalty situation, she'll go to line for two.
Second foul on Alex Sheedy now. So it is getting frustrating for Coach Brown because most of his key talls have got two fouls, and also Garrick has got two as well. Roberts has got three, which is the key one because he needed that height inside. And unfortunately, the team has not been playing well inside all night.
Going to make it really tough as Beely goes to the line and makes a couple of free throws. Yep. Because they've only got nine players. They haven't even got two squads of five to sub on and off. As Donnelly then has it back in the front court. 10 points is the lead as they move it to the left. And Thompson driving through the paint. A little hook shot, won't go for a tippet defensive rebound for the Thunder. And give it to Veal. Veal to Camino at half court. On the left wing, Thompson stops her. So into Francis, low post against Cole. Turnaround jumper. She had the height advantage. They had the mismatch. And she comes up with the basket. Donnelly then back down the left wing for the Institute. It's static right now. No one moving. Bad pass. Beal with a steal. They were just standing. No
something
one was
we've
moving.
Said a lot in nine years of sport radio basketball. Beal with the steal. Oh. And she finishes it off at the other end. A beautiful layup. She is.
They want to finish this this half. Beal.
She got a travel call as Veal locked up the ball while she was in the motion. So she couldn't dribble it and she couldn't put the shot up. Rebecca Cole just getting a bit of a lesson here from Kristen Veal tonight.
It's a tough lesson, but Cole, she's done pretty well for herself as well. As Tippett has it in the front court. Back for Francis to Veal on the left wing. Looking for Camino. Veal put up an outside jumper that won't go. Tip ball away. Who's got it? Tippett. Pushing
foul. Yep,
on Tippett. That we called for the foul, and Tippett has two.
No, Tippett's been. Oh, sorry. Tippett was the one that had the foul against her, though. Yeah. Blickhouse was the one that flew out of court.
Looks spectacular for the cameras, anyway.
Sarah Graham checks back in for Andrews.
30.7 seconds till halftime.
47-33. So the AIS will want to close this up if they can get it back to a more manageable scoreline.
Blickhouse from the top. It's a three.
Yep, and that gets it down to 11 points. So a defensive stop here will make it interesting as Camino has it on the left-hand side.
10 seconds to go. She drives in the paint. Bit of a hook shot. Won't go. And Cole fighting in there for the rebound. Tips
got to push it here.
2 seconds to go. Blickhouse gets it on the outside jumper, but she was a bit off balance. It was a bit of a prayer and it won't go, but we're at halftime, 11-point lead for the Logan Thunder over the AIS. That was a big court half of basketball from Sarah Blickhouse. She's got 15, the number she wears on her jumper.
Yep, it was a big last 2 minutes too, because up until that point they had kept her scoreless in that second quarter. She was sitting on 10 points for a long, long time. She eventually got that baseline drive and the shot away there. Couldn't convert the bonus from the free throw line, but then finished it off strong with a three from the right 45 and gave the AIS a little bit of hope. 11 points down here at the long break. 14 minutes until we have the resumption of play. So looking at the halftime stats, it will be 41% from the field, the AIS, 46% from the Logan Thunder, 50% from the three-point arc. They've made three from six, and then two from nine for Logan. 60% from the free throw line, 75% for Logan. Rebounds, it's 15-23, and I have to say Logan's boxing out has been far superior. Then again, far more experienced than the AIS as well. You had assists seven apiece. Then looking at the turnovers and the turnover stat, six apiece. So that's very easy. And there, steals a 4-3 AIS favour and blocks a 3-0. And we saw some good blocks in that first half. Although the AIS have given away a total of 10 fouls to Logan Thunder's total of 7. Points in the paint, well, it's 22-8. The AIS have just had a non-existent inside game. It has been quite amazing to see how ineffective they have been inside tonight. Good work.
They just haven't seemed to want to go inside.
No, it's just... And that of course, has meant they've had to shoot from downtown, from well outside the arc each time, because they are just not getting anywhere near the basket. Blickhouse with 15 points is the leader on the floor. Then it's Cole with 9, the next best. Then back then, you've got two players in Garrick and also Thompson with 4. Then 2 points for Allen and also 2 points for Sheedy. For the Logan Thunder, and their leading scorer is Emma Randall with 13, Canmino with 11, Veal with 9. Then you go back to 3 points apiece for Kayla Francis. Also on 3 points is Gretel Tippett. And there's one more I thought on 3 points. Nope, no, there isn't. Then 2 points for Andrews. 2 points for McKeegan Roscoe, 2 points for Sarah Graham, and did I say...
Sarah Parsons is the other one.
Sarah Parsons in the 24 has got 2 points as well. So it is, yeah, just amazing at the moment that all but Holly Smith has scored points on this Logan Thunder roster. You have rebounds, Olivia Thompson with 5, and 2 apiece to Roberts and also to Allen, and Madeline Garrick with, 3 apiece to those two players, and then 2 points, 2 rebounds for Madeline Garrick. Kayla Francis with 6 rebounds. You've got Taylor and, You've got Olivia Thompson, and also you have,
Probably Emma Randall.
Yeah, Emma Randall also with 5. Renaud Camino with 3. Steals Rebecca Cole with 2, which is the interesting one, because Veely normally has multiple steals at any stage of the game. Block shots, Sarah Blickhouse has 2, and Rebecca Cole, I think, no, it's Casey Samuels?
Yeah, we've been calling Sheedy.
Yeah, it's not Alex Sheedy, is it? It's
Casey
Samuels.
She's wearing Sheedy's number, a name on the back, and that's where the confusion keeps kicking in.
Casey Samuels with 1, yeah, we've done that before. As the stats to hand. Well, at halftime, we need to do our talk about tomorrow night's game. It is the Logan Thunder up against the Canberra Transact Capitals, and Coach Graff and Coach Lucas both having a good look at this game. In fact, Coach Graff just taking a moment to have a bit of a nurse and play with Michelle Cozier's son, as she is no doubt studying up what Logan Thunder are doing tonight here at the AIS training hall. A big game, an important game for the Capitals, because they cannot afford to drop another home game, as the gap between Bulleen and Canberra is insurmountable now, but the gap between Bendigo and Logan, maybe it's not as close as what I thought.
Yeah, I think Canberra is stuck in second. I don't think that's going to really change. But Bendigo, I think, play Bulleen this weekend, and that'll virtually wrap it up completely without a chance of anything happening. But for Canberra, they want to beat Logan here to make a statement, because they play again next weekend. Yep. They played once earlier this season and Logan won it. Mm-hmm. The first loss for the Capitals earlier in the season. So it becomes vitally important for the Capitals to make that statement. Say, look, you know, last weekend, we should have beaten Bulleen. We didn't. But we're going to make a statement here, get back to the form and play the way we can. And so it's big for them. But it's also huge for Logan, because they really... really need to win some games. Tonight was triply important for them, because it's against a team that everyone expects them to beat. They were expected to beat Townsville last weekend, and that's created some problems for them, because
last weekend.
Logan lost to Townsville, and because there's a bunch of teams just underneath them, Sydney, down Dandenong and Townsville, who are all in contention for that for the fourth and fifth spots, because it looks like Bendigo right now are probably pretty safe in the third, is the tip right now. Whereas if, you know, if they can get a few good wins as well, Logan could get back up into that third position, which would give them a home game in the first week of the playoffs.
Another important reason why people should support tomorrow night's game, and it is because that the Canberra Transit Capitals are making that their making the game a benefit for the Queensland Disaster Appeals. And
it's become a bigger and bigger disaster
as the week
happened
goes
this
on,
week.
True, yes.
Every week it seems to be something.
And it is $1 from every ticket sold is being donated by Basketball Canberra. And Transact, the major sponsor of the Capitals, is matching every dollar that Canberra Basketball put in. Of course, the Transact staff have been passing the hat around at work at Transact, and they have raised about another $3,000, which Transact is matching to donate in the same appeal. And then Susie Bakovic, who, as I talked earlier, is joining us at halftime talking about her remarkable career. She is donating herself some amazing amounts. She's committed to $5 for every point scored by the Caps, and $10 for every 3-point basket scored on Saturday night. So, you know, she's
$5 for every point scored. So you'd expect them to probably average around 80.
Yep. So she'd be going for a 100-point game tomorrow night, and that's a lazy 1,000 that's going into that disaster appeal. And to get to a 100-point game, you've got to do it with a few threes. So she'll be chipping in some extra there. But it has been great to see the outpouring of support right across the country for everyone who's affected by the floods. And naturally enough, many of the basketball community have had, a lot of disaster strike them, particularly further north with Townsville and all that region and getting hit by the tornadoes in the latter part of this week. So
Yazi went through.
Yeah, I know one of the great signs that someone with a bit of a sense of humour put up was a sign saying "Kiss my Yazi," as in the true Australian way of we've got some serious times ahead, so we better have a laugh along the way. 5 minutes until this game resumes, and it is Logan versus the AIS, 47-36, and as I mentioned before, this is our 249th broadcast by sportradio.com.au.
A bit of an anniversary or big number coming up.
That is our regular season broadcast too. It is.
Doesn't include finals games?
Doesn't include final games. Doesn't include internationals, where we've seen the Jumo Sunflowers and all those other
teams that have
come over.
We've done them a few times.
We've done Opals World Challenges and all sorts of other games as well. I think we're well over 150 games available for download on demand at the moment at Sport Radio, and I think we're well over 300 games in totality that we have broadcast over the years in either the AS Arena, the Training Hall, Southern Cross Stadium, or in fact after the fires in 2001. Mark, you were out there calling a rescheduled game against the Townsville Flames at the Belconnen Basketball Stadium. So not even flood or fire has stopped us from getting the broadcast up at times.
Yeah, we've done it from everywhere. Newcastle, Sydney, been all over the country as well. So,
and that doesn't include that one-off special game we did, the finals Cannons game ever, which they packed everyone they could find into the Southern Cross Stadium that night. And I think it's one of the few men's games that I've actually done. And there's a reason why I don't call men's basketball games. I'm not good enough to call women's.
It's quite different, actually.
It is a different game. As both teams are back out on the court now, but our 250th broadcast coming up tomorrow night, webcast I should say, to be completely correct. And over the years we've had a lot of fun with a lot of great people who Jeff Adams, who was working with us in the early days, Mark, particularly in that first year when we were with Triple S before he moved back to, I think he moved up to Cairns and then back to Sydney. John Keogh, of course, joined us for a couple of seasons, and we can't forget our old mate here, Simon Peters and Michelle Hocking, who have done a great job in recent times, that have also been great supporters and really brought a different perspective to our commentary team. And tomorrow night, the full current team will be on air with all four of us, battling for some court time. So I'm going to go sideline, and I'm going to let Mark try and get some commentary time with Michelle and Simon up there in the booth. It should be a lot of fun. As I said, at halftime, we've got some great interviews for you in talking about the Transact Flood Appeal game, and also talking with Susie Vakovic, who's had an amazing season. You know, it's been one of her toughest seasons ever, with everything that's gone on the floor and off the floor for her this year. And she has a lot of great comments about her career and about this Capitals program, which we have seen over the 9 years now go from strength to strength. So I certainly recommend you joining us tomorrow night when it's the AIS up against the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the Logan Thunder. And Simon Peters, you can join us on the radio mic here. You can
just quickly, I'd like to know if you're going to wear your tuxedo again.
No.
We had that one game where you wore your tux. It was very special. We got photos.
We've got photos of that, but no, I will not be wearing a tux tomorrow.
250, man. You've got to drag it out.
It's going to be, I'll tell you what, nice
and hot. I'll wear one if you wear one.
Doesn't look like Craig will be wearing one tomorrow night.
You MMS me the tuxedo you're wearing, and I'll pull mine out. Mine's ready to go.
The last tuxedo I wore cost me about $300 to hire, so.
Yeah, and it's cost you about $100,000 since with a wife and two kids.
Yeah, that'll happen, but all right, we'll leave the tuxedo away then, Craig.
I thought that would get me out. And plus, I'm doing sideline. I'm not doing sideline in a tuxedo.
Oh, dear, that would be a sight, wouldn't it?
I might just say, how much are you going to pay me to do it, Si?
For the
flood appeal, yes.
See if we can get someone to sponsor it.
That's it.
Well,
go over and ask Graffy how much he'll donate if I wear a tuxedo sideline tomorrow night. There you go. We'll put the challenge on. Do you want the mic to do it?
Of course, Graffy will be there tomorrow night. She'll be sideline. We'll be chatting with her. And, there'll be a lot of people there tonight. They're talking about trying to sell that place out tomorrow night. We hope they do get a big, huge crowd.
Graffy has never had a sellout regular season game. She's experienced a lot of sellout postseason games.
Or whatever, but
But
not at the Palace.
No, I don't think we've had a sellout at the Belconnen Basketball Stadium. The Tuggeranong Basketball Stadium for a regular season game. I can remember the Townsville game was a sellout.
It was hard to find a seat that night.
The training hall game was a sellout, but it was free. Of course, that was the game that Simon was referring to, in as much as I was in a tuxedo. It was the 21st anniversary of the Canberra Transact Capitals, and then the stadium burnt down and they had to move it down to the training hall. It was another amazing game in 9 years of basketball. We're about set to start the second half here on sportradio.com.au, AIS Basketball Network. Here, the final game of the season. Mark Aston to call all the action.
As Blickhouse gets the ball on the left wing, AI is having first use of it here. Finds Cole driving across the baseline, try to reverse lap, won't go. Robertson side trying to grab the rebound, but Veerley steals it. Gives it to Camino to drive down court. Off to Francis, right wing, back to Veerley at the top. Finds Emma Randall, go around Robertson, easy layup. Robertson's got three fouls, so she's got to be careful here at the start of the third quarter. 49-36 then they lead as Cole has it back in the front court. Blickhouse coming around a screen on the left to Garrett, cutting along the baseline, lays it in. Nice reply from the Institute. This is Camino back at the other end. Needs some transition defense to get back there and put her off. It does from Roberts. Garrett quickly off to Cole in the front court. On the right wing, back to Garrett on the left. Pull up from outside, won't go. And Camino gets the defensive rebound in front of her. It is certainly a quick start right now. It is a bit of run and gun. Veal then finds Graham on the left wing. Back to Francis. Francis to Randall, coming around the screen to the right. Back to Camino at the top, in towards Veal. Cole sticks a foot out. Kick ball. 14 seconds still showing on the shot clock. As Camino will inbound it from the right wing to Veal. Randall and Allen in a bit of defense. Veal uses a screen. The shot won't go, and Francis grits the offensive board and takes it back out. She puts up a three from the right and hits it. 52-38 right now. As Cole brings it down the left wing. She's got Garrick in the left corner. Gives it to her. Inside for Cole, who cut to the basket and lays it in on the nice reverse.
AS trying to rally back here. 52-40. But they've got to get some defensive stops, Mark.
They do. They almost got that one as Francis' shot missed and Veely was contesting it. Cole reached in and knocked it out of bounds. Olivia Thompson comes in for Taylor Roberts. And Thompson will go and defend Francis. Veal with a quick inbound to Graham. From the left elbow, she just sticks it in. And Thompson gives it to Cole to bring back down. 54-40 is Cole. Driving down the lane left. Layup lifted a little bit short. And Camino with a defensive rebound is back at the other end. Graham on the left wing. Francis, another three from the left. Lift that one short. Ball tipped around and picked up by Rebecca Allen.
14 points the difference as Garrick brings it down the floor now. A long bomb from Blickaz, but there's no one boxing out for the AIS. They've just done nothing to try and get themselves second and third possessions here as Francis has the shot blocked by Blickaz, but Camino will pull it back in.
Graham on the right, in towards Francis, knocked away by Blickaz. Quickly off to Cole. Cole down at the other end. Veely in front of her. Cole will spin past her. The basket won't count this time. She's been called for the charge.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? I thought she'd done enough there to keep away from Veal. I thought Veal just fell over.
Well, yeah, I thought the foul was going on Veal.
Mm. Well, it's a second now for Rebecca Cole.
54 to 40 in favour of 14 points. Townsville Veely just toweling off. Waiting, and it will be Logan with the ball in their backcourt. Randall gives it to Veal to bring down court. Cole defending her on two fouls. Rebecca Allen has sat down, and Sheedy Samuels has come back in for her. Randall then in the low post, banking across the key. The pass for Graham, and she manages to bank it in off the glass for the Logan Thunder. 56-40, 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. As Cole dribbles out to the right wing. Comes back to Garrick. Get left side for Samuels. Puts it on the floor. Driving inside. Layup. Will it go? Yes, it will.
Got pushed to the ground too, but there
could
was
have
no
been, could
ball.
Could have been another foul there. Passing for Tippett, who's coming for the Logan Thunder at the other end. A quick transition basket.
Another
quick
one
reply.
Of those Veely quarterback type passes. That was a very short one, but that is her trademark. Just those hot passes to hit a man who's already basket side. AIS throw it away. Samuels just jacked it up an air ball, and Tippett has got it. As they're looking to bring into the side now Tessa Levy, who's been warming the pine for the majority of this game, for the first 24 minutes, in fact. Or 23 minutes and 50 seconds, as the timeout has been called. But I'm not sure.
Phil Brown.
Yeah, Phil Brown calls the timeout. So...
yeah, well, I'll tell you, Gretel Tippett would probably love playing with Kristen Veal because she's so athletic and, she's got the speed and athleticism to catch some of those passes and the ability to finish off, as we saw on that great transition bit of basketball. And Veal, he loves chucking those passes. Her favourite basketballer of all time, Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Is the king of that sort of play. And yeah, Veely just loves it. And having somebody like Gretel Tippett out there running for her, she's going to, I think they're going to work up a good partnership. They can do well together, those two. Yep. 60-42 then. Logan leading the AIS, 6:10 to go.
As they're working their way through this timeout now, Coach Brown just saying, in defense, they just have to work harder. He's really trying to get them to start making some defensive stops as this lead has accelerated out to 18 points.
Yeah, well, 13-6 here in this quarter. Right now, Logan Thunder are looking very, very good. as Blikavs. Donnelly, as you said, Tess Levy is in for her first taste of basketball this afternoon. Samuels, Thompson. As Veely will go to the line.
Yeah, she'll be shooting just
one.
Two. Oh, just the
just
one.
The
so
one,
the bonus,
yep. The bonus.
Expected it make
no.
it, but she's
off
been
the front of the rim.
Not shooting well right throughout today from the line. As I just look up that stat, AIS are trying to set up once again.
Levy to Blickhouse, who's certainly enjoyed the shots from outside, but that one wouldn't drop for him. Veely with another defensive rebound. Brings it down the right. Straight into Tippett. Under the basket. Just goes at it. And athletically lays it in.
Yep.
62-42. As Donnelly has it back in the front court for the Institute.
We're talking about Veal's shooting percentage from the free throw line. She's only shooting 50% there. As the big
Casey
three.
Samuels hits a three from the right. And the crowd did like that one, 62-45.
Yeah, Veal just completely running this team now, getting them into position as time's counting down. 5 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in the third term, and Graham goes for a three, bangs, pulls the trigger, and hits the target.
And the thing we saw in that one was Tippett was inside waiting for the rebound. When the Institute have been putting up their shots from outside, there's been nobody in there. Samuels on the right from where she hit the three a second ago. Goes into Blickavs.
Oh.
And then overcooks the easy layup. Tip it quickly to Camino into the front court. And then throws a bad pass, but off the hand of
Blickavs
again. Got to say, Sarah Blickavs has been the outstanding player for the Institute tonight. She has done everything. Good offense, good defense, and been playing very, very well. 15 points. And she's about the only player without a foul. Sarah Graham gets it off the inbound from the left wing to drive to the baseline. Pull up from 10 foot, and it goes, 67-45. And they are looking very, very good. As Donnelly has it back in the front court, 4.5 minutes till three-quarter time. Goes around a screen from Thompson. Drives into the basket. Tippett stays there and blocks it out of bounds. It'll be AIS ball from underneath their offensive basket.
12 seconds left on the shot clock with 4 minutes and 28 seconds left on the game clock for the third term. And at the moment, having a hard time getting it in. Samuels jacks up a long-range bomb. Reveal there to do the rebounding, and she just fires it straight down to Andrews in the front court.
Back to Veal, using a screen from Tippett at the top. Now, puts it on the floor, drives in and lays it up. In it goes, Veely, with 13 points. And I must admit, it seems like a very quiet 13. I didn't think she had that many.
Yep, she's been working it up as she makes steal. The steal now. And just lays it out in front of Graham, who'll finish off the layup. And this is a training run now for the Logan Thunder. The AIS just not playing smart basketball.
Veal with a steal and an assist on that play.
Yep. As it's Levy now goes to Blickaz. Blickaz tries to create something, driving in, kicks out to Levy, and Levy knocks down a three. But it's getting so far away from the AIS now. Unless they can get three or four defensive stops, it's going to be a messy night. 71-48 here at the training hall as Logan go back into attack.
Veal, the pass for Smith underneath. Reverse layup. No, Thompson comes back and blocks it. Might have collected Blickhouse on the way. And Levy quickly back into the front court on the right wing. Dribbles back to the top to set up the play. Thompson and Samuels moving. Blickhouse cuts away to the left. Samuels cutting inside. Is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Veal was quite upset underneath. She got called for that then, Mark. She gets her first personal.
Just her first. Mm. So.
As McKeegan Roscoe comes in now for Graham. And Allen, Donnelly and Blickavs step down. Got to say, Levy has looked good in her first couple of minutes out on the floor. It's provided a bit of spark, as I think maybe Blickavs has got something in her eye.
Yeah, well, she
got possibly her finger.
Yeah. Samuels at the line, misses the first free throw. Consistent with their free throw shooting tonight. Makes the second? No.
Rattled in and out. Holly Smith with the rebound. Veal's got the most rebounds on the floor too with 9.
That's not unusual for her.
Heading to a double-double.
Not unusual for Veal. She gets it on the left wing. Back for Andrew to McMeekin. Rusko on the right wing. Uses the screen from Smith. Comes back to the left. Tippett from outside with 3 seconds on the shot clock. And guess what? Hit the three. 74.
13 points for the game for Gretel Tippett. Having a solid performance back on her former home court.
They've got five players in double figures.
Yep.
Samuels to Cole in the paint. Quickly off to the right for Garrick. The shot was a little bit short. Knocked out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Thunder, apparently. By the AIS. Thunder will have it in the backcourt.
Wasn't happy with that call. And when you look at that, you've got Tippett with 10, sorry. So I've given her a few too many there. But Tippett with 10, not a starter. You've got also Sarah Graham with 10, who wasn't... Graham did start tonight. So,
yep.
Yeah.
As Tippett took off from the top, Rebecca Allen defending her has been called for the blocking foul, and that's the third on Rebecca Allen.
Yep. They just haven't used their height to any advantage so far this evening.
No, well, the Logan Thunder obviously needed to make a statement here tonight. Tippett gets it in off the inbound from the left wing. Back for Veal. Veal, three-pointers a little bit off to the left. Tippett inside, fighting for the rebound.
Oh.
Keeps it alive towards Veal in the corner. And Allen, diving across, has knocked it out of bounds. Logan Thunder will get it again. Third opportunity. Sarah Graham will come in for Vealey. And inbound from the right corner, left corner for the Thunder as Andrew cuts across, gets it on the left wing. Comes back out, goes to Holly Smith in the corner. Cole almost steals it away. They have. Garrick picks up the scraps and they're into the front court with Rebecca Allen. Finds Thompson on the left. Spinning into the lane. Ball tip loose, knocked loose. Sarah Graham, outlet pass. Finds Andrew under the basket. Layup. Won't go for her. And inside jump ball. Where's the arrow going? It's all going Logan Thunder's way right now.
Yeah.
Everything's going their way.
Yeah.
And they'll have it under their offensive basket.
Yep.
Sarah Graham will inbound it. Francis, Tippett, McMeekin, Rusko, and Andrew are in there. Tippett gets it off the inbound.
Oh, and Levy has gone. Called for the foul. Tess Levy.
Down low.
Yeah, Tessa Levy just... it's the first personal. It's the fourth team foul of the AIS with 1 minute 29 to go, but just... innocuous one there.
They're all fighting for position. So Tippett gets it off the inbound from the left wing. They move it to the right for Graham. Graham into Francis. Pass inside. And great block of Levy over the top on Graham. And they've had a few blocks tonight.
Yep, they have.
That's about the one area with their height they've been able to use it. Cole then at the top right side for Levy. She's got Allen in the right corner. Cross court goes to Cole. She'll put it on the floor. Drive baseline. Pass off to Levy. The baseline jumper is a little bit too long. Gets her own rebound. Second opportunity.
Yeah, didn't try to go herself there. She pulled it back down and said, all right, settle. Let's make a shot. Which is what Coach Brown would have been wanting to do right from the start of this game. Thompson with a handoff. Back to Cole, who drives inside. No foul. She jacked up a ball expecting one. It hit the underside of the basket or the backboard. And Francis will finish off this quarter. No, her jumper is short. So 27 seconds left as Allen's running the floor. And she has to pull it up now for Levy.
Had to wait for some teammates.
Yeah.
Cole, left side to Garrick. And
Francis
got a foul away from it.
Yep, on Allen. Kayla Francis got a pulling foul.
No. Yeah, it is.
First personal for Kayla Francis. Only the second team foul of the quarter on Logan Thunder, Mark.
Won't say anything about local teams in Canberra getting a rough deal on fouling.
Oh,
Thompson with the second stick back won't go. Rebecca Allen will keep it alive. They'll get a third opportunity here on this play. It's Cole from the top. Jacks it up and in it goes with 4 seconds to go. And that'll probably be the end of the scoring for the quarter. Graham will just get the ball in, but she won't put up a shot. And it's 74-50 at three-quarter time in favour of the Logan Thunder over the AIS. 27-14 was the scoring in the third quarter in favour of the Logan Thunder, as they were just blowing this match wide open. They've got the win already. You can mark that one down in the win column for the Logan Thunder, because the AIS are not going to come back from 24 points. Sarah Graham had a huge third quarter. She was a big part of it. 11 points. And Gretel Tippett, 7 for the quarter as well. So she's certainly been playing well. Casey Samuels with 5 for the Institute. With the, she had that big 3 from outside as well. So, yeah, lots of scoring. But unfortunately, most of it's coming from the Logan Thunder, as the AIS are really going to struggle here. They want, they've got 10 minutes in the final quarter here at home for the, to end their season. 74-50 at three-quarter time. Leading scorer for the Institute of Sport is number 15, Sarah Blickow. She's got 15. Rebecca Cole's got 13. While for the Logan Thunder, Emma Randall's got 15 to be their leading scorer. And there's a couple others on 13, which are Kristen Veal and Sarah Graham. So the two point guards, really, for the for them. But they've got Gretel Tippett with 10 and Renee Camino with 11. So plenty of players in double figures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in double figures. And that'll generally get you a win in this league if you can get 5 of your players scoring in double figures. Craig's been just trying to listen in on the third quarter instructions. And
yep. And it was interesting for Coach Lang. He was just very, 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 very direct to the girls. He was saying, I want you to play a possession game. He wants Tippett to really work on getting those passes from Veal. Start out of the corner and then cut hard and look for Vealey to hit you with him, because that is her stock and trade. Coach Brown said, I want you to just go to and be very conscious of your defence. Let's work on that being a defensive, cohesive unit in this last quarter. It's 74-50 here at the training hall as we get back underway for the final turn.
Institute have first use of it for the final quarter. Donnelly dribbles away to the left, comes back to Garrick on the right. As Thompson cuts across the baseline, Roberts comes out and gets it at the top. And we've got a defensive, no, we've got a charge. Thompson.
Yeah.
Olivia Thompson's been called for her first foul of the night.
How was that a charge? I thought she had started dribbling
inside
the ball.
Inside fighting yet. For position and holding.
Good. Oh, it was a holding foul,
an offensive
charge. Oh, okay.
Hold. Yeah. Not defensive holding, which is where you normally get holding. Camino, yeah. Then. Looking for the baseline jumper. Won't go for it. Tipped around. Blickhouse grabs the defensive rebound. And she'll bring it down into the front court. Goes away from Camino to the right. Finds Garrick. Using a screen from Roberts. Comes back to the left. Thompson puts it on the floor. Drives inside against Francis. No foul called there. Ball lost out of bounds by Emma Randall. Had the last touch on it out of bounds. AIS will
she
get under their offensive
stepped
basket.
Stepped out of line there, Mark.
She picked it up, yeah.
The tricolour line catching her out. It's been a while since she was playing at the AIS. Would probably be about, what, 8 seasons that since she was here?
It's been a while. Roberts finds Blickhouse on the left wing. Cuts to the baseline. Randall with a touch in there. Knocks it out of bounds. Still AIS ball with 15 seconds on the shot clock. And Blickhouse will inbound it. Looking for Donnelly. No. Finds Garrick on the left. Goes to the baseline. Great defense from Camino to come up with that block. Randall quickly off to Graham. Graham into the front court. Ran to Camino. Goes baseline. Back to Graham. Three-pointer from her. Won't go. Tipped away from by Garrick. Finds Blickhouse and she'll dribble it into the front court. Good defense. Everyone was in there contesting the defensive rebound.
They need to do a lot more of it.
Garrick comes away to the left in towards Roberts. Oh, that was a shocker of a pass.
It
too
came
far
off
away
Randall
from it.
Last. AIS haven't picked it up. Yeah.
A bit of luck there because
AIS haven't
it was a
picked
bad
it
pass.
Up. Rebecca Cole, who's just checked back in, was quite outspoken at the three-quarter time huddle. She said, look, Tessa Levy, she's been out there for a few minutes, but hadn't she made an impact, which the AIS was really appreciating. Oh, Olivia Thompson there falling away, fadeaway jump shot, just was well under the basket, and Camino's going to run the floor.
Randall, three from the top, won't go. Tipped loose, finds Francis outside. Sarah Graham will set up the play. Francis left wing. Back to Randall to Graham on the right. There must be a mismatch in there somewhere. Francis had it initially, and then they go outside for Camino, who hits the outside jumper. And we got a timeout called by Phil Brown.
Inside the first 2 minutes of the final quarter, and he's burning his second timeout of the half. It's already, what's the scoring? 2 points for Logan to zip for the AIS in that first 2 minutes. The AIS just really fading in and out, not with it at all tonight. After starting so strong, they had the lead. Was it 11 points to 5 at one stage in the first quarter? And then Logan just worked their way back in and have not been headed since.
No, and they've looked good for it too. 76 to 50. They've obviously got the win, but now it's about, you know. Well, the other problem for Logan now is they know they've got the win. They've got another game tomorrow night, so he's got to be careful on how he plays his players and doesn't get any injuries.
Sure,
and
but
there's a fair bit of physicality going on out here. There's some fair contesting going on. So
but he's obviously been running the bench all night, because out of a squad of 10, he's got 9 players with scores already, and Holly Smith, the only
still
player
has
without a score, and I think that's been the same since quarter time. But the only player without a score is Holly Smith, and I think she must be up to about 9 minutes now of game time. So you're looking through, what's the largest amount of game time we've seen so far? 23 minutes for Sarah Graham is the most court time anyone's played, and that's only just a half a game with 7 minutes left.
AIS look to move it inside. They cut across the key. Blickhams is fouled, and she went up for a shot along the baseline, so she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws.
First team foul for the Logan Thunder.
70? 7 on Camino. 2 on Camino. Should
7 is
seven
Camino.
On, yeah.
As Blickaz, first one in and out. Blickaz shooting tonight. Her shooting percentage hasn't been too bad. She's shooting at 100% from outside the arc, 50% from inside, and it was 33% from the free throw line before she missed both of those.
No, she made the second.
Oh, she made the second?
She made the second. The pass inside from Francis to Camino for the easy layup. It was very, very nice. So 78-51 as Donnelly then brings it back down the left wing. Parsons defending her on the left as Roberts comes out to set a screen. Donnelly goes back left. Rebecca Cole, three from the left, is all net.
78 plays,
she's
54.
Got 16.
Yep. 16 for Blickaz. She's had good spurts where she's been a presence for the AS in the front court, but unfortunately not consistent right throughout the game, as Veal, Camino, well, they were doing some fancy stuff there, and eventually it was intercepted. Roberts now, important for her to stay out on the floor for as much as 6 minutes and 51 seconds, as Blisser has just shows her muscle, and just knowing that the defenders were inside the semicircle, just used her body to perfection there.
Veal back in the front court.
78 to 56.
Francis driving in at the key, gets the ball up and lays it in. And so they just worked that one nicely. 80 to 56. Donnelly then back into the front court. Down the left finds Cole. 6:19 to go. Cole dribbling across the key. Throws a bad one into the corner. Blickhoff saved it. Straight into Roberts. Roberts backing in against
Roberts.
Oh,
should
Randall,
have gone outside.
That was a shocker of a shot.
She had the ball inside. She had the defense collapsing on her. That's when you go outside. Oh, Francis. A great pass from Veal. Francis almost couldn't control it. Camino stole it. It's gone up, down, up, down. Francis has put up a shot. Camino's put up a shot. And now the foul is being called, the third.
On Camino.
Personal on Camino, who's the one that's holding a nose. I thought you might have had a blood nose out of that.
Yeah, a little bit lucky. She was going in. They were contesting. They had 3-4 offensive boards there in that one play. So Cole gets the ball to bring back into the front court for the Institute. Coming down the right side. Comes back to Donnelly at the top. Thompson was going to cut into the key, couldn't get there. So she stays back on the left. Cole, the ball at the top, off to Blickavs. Turn around, drives to the baseline. Puts up the baseline jumper and airballs it straight into Camino's hands, who's off to the races down the right wing, looking for help inside. Finds passes on the left wing. Left that one short off the front of the rim, but gets her own rebound. Driving inside, off to Camino. Camino from the left wing, left that short. But Parsons inside with another offensive board. Ball tipped away loose, and Thompson eventually picks up the scraps after three or four more offensive boards for Logan. And then almost throws it away.
That time, that was terrible. Cole saw an opening there. Thompson on the left lane. Outlet pass. They've got Blickaz open. She hits it, so her outside shooting percentage has now dropped to, was it, 3 from 4.
And then Roberts got the offensive board and chucked it into Thompson's ankles. She couldn't reach it, so the Thunder are back at the other end. They missed their shot. Cole with a defensive rebound. 3 on 2. She's got an opportunity here. She's got Blickhouse on the right. Who, I don't think she was expecting it.
Yep.
She's just trotting down thinking, oh, I'm just going to be here as a decoy. And then suddenly the ball was there and she lost it out of bounds.
Coach Brown, over the years, we've seen some great reactions from him. But the one stock and trade reaction he's got is in football, you'd call it the blind turn. And it's almost like he's trying a blind turn hand pass, except he's clapping his hands together on the blind turn as he looks away from the AIS mistake. Intercept. Oh, no, Cole couldn't pull it in. Darren Boyd from the ABC getting his first possession of the night.
First touch. So it'll be the Thunder at halfway on the left wing, who will inbound it to Parsons. Camino coming around the screen on the right. Finally gets the ball. Goes around the screen from Smith. Takes it to the baseline, back to Tippett. Tippett from the top of the circle, won't go. Cole with a defensive rebound. We've seen a lot of missed shots in the last couple of minutes. Thrown away by Cole. Tippett with a steal. And then they throw it away. Comes off Tippett's leg out of bounds. Turnover against the Thunder after a turnover by the AIS. It's 80-56 with 4 minutes to go here in the final quarter. Levy, who's back into the game for the Institute, brings it down the right wing. Cole in the right corner. Pass to Levy, who'd cut underneath. And then she misses the layup. Ball tipped loose. Levy will save it on the right corner. Great little bit of chasing. Yeah, she tipped it and chased it and won it. Cole, pull-up jumper. Air ball long. Off the backboard, but yeah, it's been sloppy the last few minutes from both sides. But AIS is still going to have the ball. Under their offensive basket, as Andrew will come in for Camino, and that's probably the end of Camino for the night. 3:45, you'd think the bench will probably just about run this one out. Levy inbounds to Samuels, and she hits a three from the left.
They have a beautiful shot. They've not been shooting well tonight, but her outside shooting hasn't been too bad.
6 or 7 of those in the next 2 minutes will make this interesting. Tippett. Smith to McMeekin Rusko on the right.
Tippett with that single hold as Levy gets a steal in there. Levy's been having a great game, and we didn't see her until late in the third quarter. She could go all the way here. No, lobs it up over the top, and Roberts gets the reverse layup, and now Coach Lang wants to have a chat.
It's back under 20, 80-61.
Yeah.
That's why all of a sudden AIS making a run.
Lit the wick on this AIS side, and now Coach Lang is hoping that once again a timeout call will stop the hot run. It has been that way right throughout this game, that he's been able to cool the AIS, any momentum, by calling an opportune timeout.
3:18 to go here in the game.
Leading scorers, Veal and Graham with 13 points apiece. No, sorry, it's Randall with 15 points and Camino with 15 points. Then it's Veal and Graham with 13. 10 points for Thompson, and then you go down to 8 points for Kayla Francis, and 2 points for the rest of them except for Holly Smith, who hasn't scored yet. For the AIS, it's 18 points for Blickaz. Then your next is 16 points for Cole, 10 points for Samuels, then it's down to single figures, the best of which is 6 points for Garrick, 4 points for Thompson, 3 points for Levy, who has really been electric. Then it's, who's that? Thompson with four, And then 2 points for Allen and also for Roberts.
As the Thunder have it back in the front court, as Andrew gets it on the right, back to Tippett. Tippett left wing to Parsons. Parsons back off in the corner to, well, goes into Tippett. Tippett is caught for a travel as she was backing in against Samuels, and she didn't like the call. So we've got to get the floor wiped as Samuels took the took a little bit of a charge as well. It wasn't caught. It's just a turnover against the Thunder. They have got their bench on, and I think they will stay there for the next 3 minutes. Donnelly brings it down the left wing then for the Institute. Off to Levy on the right. Allen in front of her. Been quiet offensively tonight. What's she going to do? Drive inside and throw a pass to Roberts, who throws up a tough hook shot, then down it goes.
Well,
when she gets herself positioned and based inside, she can put those up and get them quite regularly.
And
but doesn't do it often enough.
You have to wonder how long that bench is going to be out there for Logan Thunder if this run keeps going.
If it keeps going, yeah.
Interesting thing, just on the scoreboard, this has nothing to do with the basket that Roberts has missed. As the ball was kept in. Oh, Levy. Oh, oh. Can't get the layup. Roberts gets in there and does the rebounding. So I'll tell you about the scoreboard in a moment. But if Donnelly hits the score, it means that everyone on the AIS will have scored tonight. She's going to drive baseline, kick out to Samuels for three. Doesn't fall. Allen keeps it in as the ball tapped away left, right and centre, and Tippett will come up with it. But Michaela Donnelly... Donnelly is on the same level as Roberts, so there's only two players that haven't scored tonight, and they're both the third player down on the scoreboard. Neither of them have a score on the board, as Smith, Holly Smith, is out there and will be trying to do it. Oh, Gretel
charge.
Tippett has got the charge called on her. Donnelly took position there, and Tippett decided to still go with it. 80 points to 63, 2 minutes left. The IAS, well, they've still got a fair bit of work to do, but this crowd is starting to cheer them on and thinking that they could perhaps pull out a miracle.
It would be a huge miracle, 80 to 63. We need a few three-pointers right now as Allen has it on the right wing.
They have got
they just want a good finish for the last 2 minutes, that's all.
Oh,
Tippett with a great defensive block on Allen, and she's off to the races, off to Andrew on the right, and Andrew will wait for her help and then throw almost a bad pass that is saved by Parsons. To McMeekin, Rusko in the left corner. Dribbles back out of there. Tippett at the top to Parsons on the right. She goes baseline. Throws it off to Holly Smith, who's
gets the score.
Got the two.
Everyone on Logan has scored now.
Well, Michaela Donnelly dribbles into the front court. She's the only one now in the whole game without two. Passes to Levy in the right corner. Minute 12 to go. Roberts, hand back off to Levy. To drive baseline, comes back out of there. Off to Samuels, three-pointers, just a little bit short. Levy gets in there and grabs the offensive board, taking it underneath, trying to pass it out of there, and Tippett.
Yep. Well, Tippett blocked it, but blocked it back into Levy. She blocked it as Levy was trying to throw it, and then Levy's throw went down and out the back of the court, so that's why Tippett gets the inbound it.
I've got old eyes.
82
right at the other
63.
End of the court. Didn't
it's
look like that to me.
The last minute of the game, and Logan is going to win the first of their National Capital road trip.
As they move it to Parsons, passes off into the left corner. Andrew in towards Tippett, knocked out of bounds by the Institute. Good defense from Blickavs, who's defending Tippett. But it'll still be Thunderball from underneath the basket. Meekin Rusko. Inbounds it to Tippett on the left wing. Looks to drive across the key. Hook shot. Left that one a little bit short. Air ball out of bounds. 33.9 seconds for Michaela Donnelly to get a shot. Or 2 points at least. So Levy brings it down. Roberts.
AS leading the quarter. 13 points to 8 here. As
long
pass.
Bad pass cross court. Yep. Out of bounds. 21 seconds left in the game. The Thunder don't even need to put up a shot.
No.
McMeekin Rusko gets the inbound pass in the backcourt and will dribble across centre court and then just set up and wait for one last play. 10 seconds left in the game. On the left, Donnelly is not going to get those 2 points unless he steals it and dribbles away quickly. Holly Smith on an outside jumper. Won't go. Passes with a stick back that'll count. And it's 84-63, the final score. 21-point victory in the end for the Logan Thunder over the AIS here at the AIS Training Hall. What a game we had. 18 points for Sarah Blickhouse was the top scorer for the Institute. 16 for Rebecca Cole. She played well as well. While lots of top scoring. Renee Camino ended up with 17 to be the top scorer for the Logan Thunder. Everyone got on the board for them in the end. Holly Smith had that last basket. The late basket in the game for them to mean that every one of their players got on the scoreboard. Well, Renee Camino's now been back down to 15 on the scoreboard. So Camino and Randall but now back to 15 points.
Mark, got Coach Lang with us here, and congratulations, a solid win in the end.
Oh yeah, I thought we played much better, also consistently in our effort defensively. Compliment to the Institute, I thought they shot the ball very well from the perimeter today. But we adjusted fairly well and got a comfortable lead somewhere along the line.
You're able, importantly, to rest your starters for the game tomorrow night towards the end.
Yeah, but we had an overall solid team effort, and because of that, we had a cushion that allowed us to do that. For us, it was more important to come back from our two recent losses with a win. So I would have played the starter more if I had it. A win was their first priority, but we were good enough today to be able to rest our stars quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you talked to me before the game about the girls not playing good ball, but when you look up at the scoreboard and see every player making a score, that is a good sign for the run into the finals when they're all confident, they're all taking their shots.
Well, absolutely, but it's more for us consistency in our offensive and defensive schemes, and then as we are consistent in those areas, then other things fall into place. We're playing better, we're getting better shots, we're getting stops. And in that regard, I thought we played well and showed improvement.
Now, tomorrow night, an important game going up against the Caps, who at some stage you'd like to be meeting in the finals. So what do you look for between now and when you get to tip off tomorrow night?
Well, some rest tonight and some preparation tomorrow. And we're on the road. It's an important game for us. We're just going to have a good crack at it and see how it ends up.
Of course, another important game in the context of the donations that are being made by the Capitals and all their sponsors towards the Queensland Flood Appeal as well. And no doubt you've been having some interesting times up there with all the flooding going on right across Queensland.
Oh, yeah, it's been horrific for Queensland in many areas, and a couple of our players have been touched by it, I think, in more tangible ways. I think we've all been touched by the pictures. I think it's a terrific effort by the Canberra Capitals to do some fundraising. We're very grateful, and on behalf of every Queensland, I want to say thank you, although we want to try to prevent them from scoring tomorrow because we have to win, certainly not to prevent that outcome, to lower the outcome of the funding, but unfortunately it's a good game. It's an important game for us.
Well, it's a big game for us too at Sport Radio. It's our 250th regular season game. And I can just draw this analogy. I remember going to Albury to see the AIS play the Capitals, and I think the final score was 102-98. With everyone who's giving money away for charity or based on the score, a game like that, a run-gun game where we see big scores like that, could really bring some more charity into the appeal.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all for that. As long as we're in the game, I'm fine. The score can be high.
All right, all the best.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much to Coach Lang.
Yes, Olaf Lang, who's the head coach with the Logan Thunder. He would like a 102-98 win, as long as it's a win. We'll see how that one works tomorrow night. 84-63 was the score tonight, though, and the Logan Thunder have got the win that they needed. Their 11th win of the season, which is hugely important when it comes to working out how this season. Well, guess who we're going to be chatting to?
Well, we had Beely here for a moment. Of course, as soon as she sees Simon, it's immediately off to Si. But Beely, good solid win tonight.
Yeah, good win. We needed one. What can you say? So, yeah, we need one. Girls played well. Hopefully there's been enough of a runoff to go on tomorrow night and get Canberra.
we got to see Gretel Tippett a fair bit over the last couple of years here. How much do you enjoy being able to throw that ball down to someone as athletic as that? It looks like you're really building quite a good combination there.
Yeah, listen, that's what I love in my game is the ability for people to run and get easy points. It doesn't always work out, and you know, teams adjust to that. But getting pure athletes on our team like a Renee Camino and a Gretel Tippett and even the other kids when they work hard, yeah, it's always a pleasure. Like that's, I'd rather do that, throw it up, let them score, and then play defence.
Of course, your move up to Queensland, how's that all settling in?
Great.
That's three years now.
Third season. Full-time job. We're playing better. We've got more wins this year. Great group.
Finals bound.
Hopefully.
All the best for that.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much to Kristen Ville. Rene Camino is over here, and we'll try and catch up with you. Rene, how's it going up at Logan?
Yeah, good. Apart from our bit of a slump this year in 2011, but we've had a pretty up and down season, but I think with the new group overall, it's been pretty good.
You good scoring opportunities tonight, and you'll be looking to take that form from this game in against the Capitals tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. I mean, the Institute have been doing well this year, so it was tough to play them, but we managed to get a lot of contributors, which is, yeah, you're right, give us confidence for tomorrow.
How are you finding this group as compared to, you know, you're a championship winner at the Lightning, you've had some great teams that you've played in over the years.
I think this group's a younger group, so we've got a lot to learn. But I think the longer we stay together, I think that we're going to be pretty dangerous once because we're still getting used to playing with each other and whatever everyone's strengths and weaknesses. So once we start clicking, I think we'll be really dangerous.
Well, you want to get through to the finals, and of course you're going to have to meet the Capitals in the finals. But you see Capitals twice in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we played them before and got a win. I mean, they didn't have Susie then, but I think we're confident we can beat anyone, give everyone a crack, and, I mean, what's worst that can happen is we lose, so.
Well, and you get another crack at them next week.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, all the best for tomorrow night.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Thanks very much to Renee Camino.
Yes, Kristen Veal and Renee Camino at the other end of the court.
Heading off the court now. We might try and get a few words with him before we wrap up.
Yep, Phil Brown. Just standing at centre court. We'll try and catch up with him in just a second. The AIS girls signing some autographs for their fans as both teams are cooling
Coach
down.
Coach Brown, not the result you were looking for in your last home game.
Oh, well, no. We did some good things. We did some good things. Defensively, it was disappointing. You know, giving up 84 in our home court, particularly, you know, against Logan. I mean, they played well, but, you know, they had, five in double figures and just didn't do a good, strong enough job defensively. But we did some good things offensively and, it was just patchy. Just patchy game for us and just weren't good enough on the night, really.
So you finish on the road, two teams that you have beaten throughout the season.
Yeah, it's true, you know, different thing on the road. When you're playing Perth in Perth is a different situation and I'm sure they'll be fired up to sort of get some revenge on us after beating them here. But, you know, again, we match up pretty well against them and hopefully we can, do well there, you know. In Adelaide, on the rebound, on the next night, we get in, I think, 4 hours before tip-off from Perth, so that's a big ask. But, again, if we can have some healthy bodies back and we've got some depth in our group, and, you never know. We certainly are capable of beating those two teams. It's a good challenge for us to try and get a win on the road to finish the year.
Well, we'll let you go to the team. Thanks very much for all your help throughout 2010-11.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks very much to Phil Brown.
Yep, well, the teams have, the AIS have wandered off, Phil Brown's gone, and they'll head back in and have a bit of a chat about the performance. As he said, they did do some good things offensively. They did some good things defensively. They just didn't do them consistently all the way through. Otherwise, it might have been a bit closer. And there is still there lots of things to build on. Of course, the other problem for the AIS is they just have so many injured players. They have so many players sitting on the bench that it would be nice to have more than 9 players available to play in a game of basketball as they take on these games at the end of the season. But, they will be off on the road next weekend as Craig's come back. So, well, the better team on the night won. They got home by 84-63 and had lots of scorers.
Yep, no doubt about that. It was an interesting game. And, well, as we wrap up our AIS season here on Sport Radio, it has been an interesting one. We've seen some great players throughout the year start their careers once again. And once again, we've seen Gretel Tippett. We saw Nadine Payne, who started the season here after a solid year last year and have carried on, both of them at their new clubs, playing some solid ball.
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem for the AIS. They've not consistently had the all the same players right through the whole year, players coming and going and then losing a bunch of their key players at a vital time just before the start of the second half of the season. So, yeah, it's a tough year. It's always a tough thing here with this program and the way it works out. But, boy, we've seen some talented players and some players who are going to have some great futures playing in this league right through for a long, long time to come. So, yeah, it was good to see Gretel Tippett back in here tonight. And she showed us what, you know, how her game has progressed from her time with the Institute and now playing with Vili and Camino, etc., and with an international coach from Germany and Olaf Lange. So, yeah, it's only going to do her good, and she showed some really nice touches out here tonight that was very good. Just 10 points. I thought she'd probably score a little bit more than that at one stage. She was very athletic and played very well, so good to see you back as well.
All right, well, that's it from the AIS training hall tonight. We'll be back from the AIS arena tomorrow night for all the action as the Capitals will face this Logan Thunder side. On behalf of Mark Aston, join us for our 250th regular season webcast. We know we're going to give you a great call. Until then, on behalf of Mark Aston, I'm Greg Reville, wishing you a very good night.